Now, I wanted to talk about Keir Starmer and the Labour Party, mostly because he's been in the news recently, either supporting infinite economic growth, or today just not supporting strikes, or specifically sacking somebody from his front bench for being on picket line. Now, people seem appalled at this and say, well, the Labour Party is built on the union movement, and why is the Labour Party saying things which aren't popular with the left? Well, the thing you have to remember about the Labour Party is that it's not the Labour Party's job to be radical, not anymore. And I say this as somebody who is to the left and more radical than the Labour Party. The Labour Party, in a first-past-the-post system, which is what we have, has one job, and that's to soak up votes from the Tories. Now, you can't be a Labour Party that supports first-past-the-post and also be a Labour Party that supports radical politics. The Labour Party's job, as I say, is to beat the Tories, and to do that it has to be a broad church, as it likes to talk about being a broad church, and that broad church means it can't be radical by default. That's to the left of the Tories for sure, and it's a better thing than the Tories as a party. But for radical politics, you have to go to the smaller parties like the Greens, which have always been to the left of Labour and much more pro-environment. And yes, radical in many ways. We believe in a zero growth economy because you can't for infinite growth in a finite planet. But if Labour were saying that they're not going to get elected, then they're not going to get elected by the majority of the voters, which is what they have to do. Now, if you're a Labour Party who wants to be radical, then you have to support PR, and then you have to support winning by any means, immediately introducing PR without a referendum, as we've discussed before, and then splitting yourself up so that your broad church becomes a group of parties which are much more focused on various things. And obviously the Green Party will still be around, but there'll be a Labour Party split into who knows what would happen. But that's the only way forward. If you want radical politics, and if you want Labour to have radical politics, you have to support proportional representation, because you can't be a broad church and be radical. And I think people are slowly realising that. Corbyn was not radical when it came to constitutional stuff. So Corbyn was very much a tribalist who refused to work with other parties, because he recognised that the Labour Party can't survive if it becomes too radical when it comes to too much shaking up the establishment. So to say shake up the establishment, the only thing you can do is bring in PR. So don't be surprised when Labour don't join picket lines, or when Labour don't talk about joining the single market again, even though these are obvious things to do, obviously right. So what do you do if you're a Labour Party member who does believe in radical things? Well, obviously you can join the Green Party, that'll be the best thing. But if you, for whatever reason, feel you can't, and you want to stay Labour, then you press for PR. And you recognise that you can't resist PR and want something radical. The two are incompatible.